Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, guys, I want to be honest with you. I really don't want to do this podcast today. And why is that? I just am not in the mood. I'm not inspired. I've been sitting all day going, what am I going to talk about today? I mean, what could I possibly say that's going to make a difference? What do I need to do that's going to get people to get involved with the things that I'm doing? And you know what? I have to do it. And why do I have to do it? And this is part of the reason why this podcast is so special to me. I have an accountability partner, and we meet every Monday. And part of it is like, okay, did you accomplish what you said you were going to accomplish last week? Now, I had a gazillion things on my plate. New client projects, launching a new product, following up on emails, cleaning things up. I mean, I got a gazillion things on my plate. And one of the things that I told my partner today was, because he has the same problem, he needs to write a blog once a week. And he's, Monday comes around and I start on the client projects and I just didn't get to it. And it really sparked me. It made me say, you know what? You've got to do it. You have to do this podcast. And the whole purpose that I hope you get out of this is you've got to be consistent. There's a reason to continue to do what you're doing because you never know when you're going to hit lightning in a bottle. You never know when something like, I don't want to do this podcast, spurns something in somebody that says, you know what? I need to get my ass in gear and do something to grow my business, because it's every little step that you do that's going to make a difference. Now, I was listening to another podcast when I was walking my dog, Buddy Guy, and one of the things said on there is like, if you could make a 1% difference every single day after a year, how much difference would you make? And the average person would answer 365%, right? But no, the reality is that 1% turns into 2% the next day, all right? It doubles, and then it goes to 4. It's exponential. Every time you produce content, every time you do something of value, it just keeps compounding itself. So, how do we get into the mode of doing things on a very consistent basis? Now, I maybe have told you this before. I don't know, because I speak so much and I talk to a lot of different people. I have my work week broken into very specific days. Monday, Marketing Monday. Tuesday, Teaching Tuesday. Wednesday, Working Wednesday. Thursday, Togetherness Thursday. Friday, Flexible Friday. So Marketing Monday, which is the day I'm doing this podcast, is all about creating the marketing materials that I need to get my messages out there. Why am I doing this? Well, I'm on my fourth book. The fourth book, The Bacon System, is coming out relatively soon in July. And there's a lot of things that I've got to do to promote this book. One of that is this podcast. Some of it is writing blogs. Part of it is getting books out to people to get them to review it, to maybe get some social sharing with it. You know, there's so many different things. Marketing Monday is all about promoting my business. Training Tuesday, it's part training my clients. I have a group coaching program that's called The Bacon System. I have one-on-one coaching that I do, but also I spend a good portion of that day training myself. I consider myself a professional student. I have to spend time learning things all the time to teach other people new stuff. For example, today, I do a blab every Monday, and for some reason, I recorded the blab, and when the blab was done, it did not download the files. It just said processing, processing, processing. I need to learn why. Not only for my own business, but because I have to teach other people how to use Blab to promote their business. So I'm going to have to spend part of tomorrow learning why that didn't work. Research it, figure it out, so the next Blab that I do, I get the files and I can download it and I could use it to promote. Then I can use that to teach other people how to use Blab. Working Wednesday, that is the day I focus 100% on client projects. Now, if you think one day a week is not enough time, yeah, it's not. Do I do things throughout the day? I had somebody send me an email. People are showing up at our church at the wrong time because we can't fix this header. So I had to go figure that problem out. I had to go learn it. That's okay. I found the problem, I solved it, and then I taught them what to do. They're very happy. But that's what happens, is there's going to be a little bit of work that happens every single day, but Wednesday is the day that I really sit down and focus on working, on doing client projects, on making things happen. Thursday. Togetherness Thursday is all about getting out and networking. I have different networking events that I go to. Now, I used to go to 20 networking events a month. Some on Monday, some on Tuesday, some on Wednesday, some on Thursday. It was just all over the place. I've dedicated one day a week to say, I'm going to go out and network. I'm going to go meet people. I'm going to learn who they are. I'm going to try to help them. Now, I did an interview earlier today with Kellen Flukiger. Now, Kellen is a guy that I've met networking at different events across the country. The dude is an incredible coach. He lives in Phoenix and in Canada, and he started to get into local networking. But what he realized was, is you just can't go to networking events where people can't use your services. You need to find people that are going to be interested in who you are, what you do, and make sure that you can be of service to them. So networking has to have an absolute purpose, and it has to be something that you can control and not let it control you, because believe me, 20 networking events controlled me for the longest time. Now we get to Flexible Friday. The whole purpose of Flexible Friday is when it's summertime, I can take the day off and I can go golf. I just want to get out of my room, get out of my business because I work from home, and I just want to go meet people. I want to have my hobby be my day. But you know what? I'm not going to do it every Friday. I'll do it some Fridays. Some days I'm going to work. Some days I'm going to network. Some days I'm going to market. It depends on what needs to be done. That's why it's flexible. So by defining those times and making sure that I stick to my plan, I'm able to be a lot more effective in my business. Back to the accountability partner. The one thing that I said was, you need to schedule your blog every single Monday and just get it done. And that's the key, people, is put it into your schedule at a specific time. If you say, I'm going to blog from 3 o'clock to 4:30 in the afternoon every single Monday, it's going to pop up on your calendar just like my dog does every single day at 3 o'clock. It says, dude, it's time to go for a walk. It gets you into a mode where you're doing it consistently every single day. I love my dog because I know it every single day at 3 o'clock, I'm going to get up, get out of my office, put on my iPod, and listen to podcasts or audiobooks, get some exercise, and guess what? He has a good time too. So the key to having a passion to getting things done is to put it into your schedule and make sure you have a commitment. And having an accountability partner is not bad either. It keeps you and your business focused and on track. So guess what? I did it. I actually finished this and I feel exhilarated because I had a goal and commitment to communicate with you and I did it. And more importantly, I hope that you learn that you can do the same thing with a little bit of focus by adding it to your calendar and having a plan.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.